Pod 91 is ready for the Sunshine Coast Lightning hitting the court. Feel the thunder.
Yes, our very own Sunshine Coast Lightning superstars join us every single week to talk about the games and things like that that are coming up. But right now, we're talking to the wonderful Laura Sherian from the Sunshine Coast Lightning. Hello, Laura.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Yeah, good. We're good, Shezzy. Now, we're just dealing with reports at the moment that you guys were sort of whisked away in the middle of the night down to Melbourne.
It wasn't quite that dramatic, but we got a call on Tuesday about lunchtime, and it was to pack our bags.
Yeah.
And I was like, for how long? And they were like, I don't know. And I was like, okay. Cool. So, and then it was like Chinese whispers. I had to pass it on to someone else, and then they had to pass it on. And then, yeah, so we drove down to Brizzy and got on a plane, and now we're in Melbourne.
And because of the Chinese whiskers, half the team is now in Adelaide to play lacrosse.
Damn those Chinese whispers always got you, didn't it?
And they want a foot-long Subway. Who knew?
So good. Now, Shez, this is such a weird move. Obviously, Melbourne had to kind of do the same thing last year and go into the bubble here for the Suncorp Super Netball for the season to keep on going. Now, it seems like all the other teams have sort of done it, but between the Firebirds and the Lightning, you guys haven't really had to sort of go and play away at the moment during this weird COVID situation. How's the team feeling about it? You guys all good?
Yeah, we're all good. As you said, we haven't done it before, so it's a new experience for most of us. And we're only 2 days in, so at the moment it's more than fine. But, you know, we're looking at it as an experience and an opportunity to still get to play our sport and keep the games going. And that's what's most important at the moment. But, you know, we're a great bunch and we love each other and we're like a big family and we have heaps of fun. So it'll be great.
Do you know what, Shez? And I'm glad you've said that because to me it almost seemed like last year there was a bit of extra bonding from the teams who were doing that. They were, you know, out of adversity and the forced nature of being together. They found sort of new gears that now you guys will experience as well because you have no choice but to rely on each other, not only for the sport but also for company and for just each other's sanity as well. And I think there's a real element there that'll bring you guys closer together maybe.
Definitely. Like, I thought I knew most things about all of us, but I'm sure I'll find out a bit more about everyone. Kate Shimmons, my roomie at the moment.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so we're having heaps of fun already. And, you know, we've got rooms that we can cook our own food, that sort of thing. We're in Melbourne. There's heaps of things to see and get outside. And, it'll totally be fun. And hopefully we do find that extra gear you're talking about.
Hey, Shez.
Yeah.
Who do you not want a room with?
Oh, Ash, this is a hard question, to be honest.
But, like, it's just us. No one else. No one else is listening.
I actually got asked this from Channel 9 a few weeks ago, and then it hit me that maybe I can't pick someone because it's actually me that no one wants to work with.
Yeah.
I was like, hold on a sec. What's everyone else been saying?
It's a very honest assessment.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you've said it because this is an intervention and everyone we've spoken to has said yes.
I was like, guys, I'll cook for you. I'll clean. I'll do anything. Like, come on.
I think you would be fun to room with because of that. You know that you're always going to get a good meal. You know that because your house is like, we've been to your house. Your house is pretty clean, Shez. Like, it's pretty schmick.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Well, Joshy, I noticed on the Instagram last night, your man Joshy's knocking up the cauliflower soup of dreams.
I know, right? I was in shock. I was like, he's cooking cauliflower soup off Shez's kitchen website. I'm so proud, to be honest.
Oh, good.
It was a pretty nice moment.
Do you know what? And that's probably a good note for other people too. If you're looking for something different to cook, head to Shez's website. What's your website called again, Shez?
Hang on, make sure it's the cooking one, Shezzy.
Careful. What is it?
Shezzeskitchen.com.au.
Oh, that's pretty safe. All right. Well, if you're looking for something fun to do this lockdown, then go and jump on our website because you might find something you like on there that you can cook.
Shezzeskitchen.com.au.
It's your OnlyFans page, isn't it? I meant, no. It's like a sub tab.
Shez's Kitchen. Shez.com.au.
Shez, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Thanks for the plug.
Good luck this weekend, lovely.
Thanks, guys.